algorithm on Facebook is absolutely amazing. It is scary, truly. I can't really begin to tell you without complete embarrassment how many hours I've probably spent watching videos of a man named Ricky Banjo cleaning driveways. It's fascinating. I don't know about you, but there's just something about it. If you haven't seen Ricky Banjo, I'm warning you, you might get sucked into it. Don't put the sound on, because the narrator just makes it, I don't know, it just takes away from it anymore. At this point, I just like to just sit there and watch. It is just simply fascinating. He starts by going around the edges, the perimeter, with this like pressure washer thing that hovers over the concrete or whatever, and he just makes paths, and before you know it, you get to see the before and the after, and there's just, I'll say it again, something amazing about it, to see what was there before and then what he's able to do afterwards. Now, it's difficult work, I would imagine, in the sense that he's probably out there and it's can be hot, and certainly a lot of water all over the place, and he has to have a special particular knowledge about the stones that he's washing and what kind of chemicals to use on them and how best to treat it so that it doesn't just automatically return to what it was before. But in general, Ricky Banjo has a pretty easy job, and the best thing about it is that he gets to see after the fact that he's done. There's no question. There is no question that after Ricky Banjo is finished, I don't think that's his real name, by the way. I don't know if he caught on to that. But that he gets to look upon the job well done and say, it is finished. Now, we're here not to talk necessarily about pressure washing driveways, but how to live the Christian life. And they're not the same. Not the same at all. Living the Christian life is difficult. In fact, our first reading tells us straightforward. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It is necessary to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Unlike being able to watch a washer wash the driveway, it's not something that is done in half an hour or an afternoon. It's not something that we can look back on after a little bit of work and say, well, look at the progress I've made. It's clear what was before and what is now. It's nothing like that at all. In fact, it's a long haul. It's the long game, as they often say, of putting one step in front of another and allowing Christ to guide us. In this season of the resurrection, we actually return to Christ's words to his disciples right there at the Last Supper, speaking about how he is to be glorified, and he is glorified by the cross. He is glorified by the crucifixion. But how many Christians, for want of an easy life, which isn't a bad thing, take the cross and smooth it down. Maybe shrink it down a bit. Make it easier to carry. Make this life a little less difficult, a little less demanding, a little less intent on a radical kind of conversion in our lives. Do we live this life as if it should be easy and seem to be easy? Or do we see it as being necessary to undergo any hardship to enter the kingdom of God? I have a story about a priest of the Diocese of Toledo. I met Scott Carroll in 2008 when I went to St. Minor. I started at St. Minor, and Scott Carroll was my mentor. He was the one assigned to me just randomly as a person to help show me the ropes, help me navigate the hallways and all the different realities of St. Meinrad. It really is like a maze. To be able to show me how to live that life, to answer any questions along that first year, which can be difficult. And I got to know the goodness of Scott Carroll. I got to know how he was as a person. The thing I'll never forget about Scott is his desire, his love to go to high school football games in a city that wasn't even his hometown. He loved to go to high school football games. He was a good man. This article that was written in the Toledo Sun for that diocese explains what took place for Father Scott Carroll. It was written on May 26th of 2013. Ordination meant everything to Father Scott Carroll. His dream was to be ordained a priest. That's how the 46-year-old priest was remembered by Father Keith Stripe, pastor of his home parish of St. Joseph. Father Carroll, I'm going to try my best to get through this. Father Carroll lost his battle with cancer May 10th, just 2 days, indeed only 40 hours after he was ordained as a priest. After Toledo Bishop Leonard P. Blair ordained him as a priest at the family home in Maumee, I guess. I'm not too sure how to pronounce it. He had been totally prepared and called to be a priest, and I saw no reason not to ordain him, even in his last days, said Bishop Blair. I'm very proud and happy that he should be numbered among the priests of Toledo. Father Carroll had hoped to be ordained with his four classmates at Toledo Rosary Cathedral at the end of June, but because of the severity of his illness, it was decided that he should be ordained sooner, said Monsignor Charles Singler, diocesan director of vocations. His new ordination date was set for May 10 at the cathedral, but was moved up to May 8. When celebrating the Mass with Bishop Blair, Monsignor Singler, Father Stripe, and Father Kingsthorne, an ordination liturgy was simply beautiful, said Father Stripe, describing it as reminiscent of the early church when the church was in the house. It was a very intimate ceremony with the bishop, immediate family, and a couple of very close friends. In an interview with the Catholic Chronicle, Toledo's diocesan newspaper, Father Stripe described Father Carroll as an unassuming person who didn't want to draw attention to himself, noting that even in the last months of battling cancer, he was always concerned about someone else and comforting them. The priest was first diagnosed and treated with melanoma in the summer of 2011. According to his brother, Tim, last December, he learned the cancer had reoccurred and spread. Always remember the example Father Scott gave, said Deacon Nathan Barkra, one of Father Carroll's classmates. He was never one to complain about his cancer. In times of suffering, he was a witness. Before entering the seminary, he taught social studies for 18 years at Swanton Middle School. He had four master's degrees, including one in educational administration. The vocation to priesthood was something that never left him, said his brother Tim Carroll. It was always something that he was thinking about. He eventually decided to take a leave of absence from work for a year to try the seminary. Once he started down that path, there was no real indecision, Tim Carroll said. He was very passionate about it, and there was never really a period where he really looked back from there. In his profile on the Diocesan Vocations website, the then seminarian wrote, I consider the vocation of priesthood to be both the most demanding and rewarding thing that God could ever call me to do. My duty to find out if this is what he is meant for me, to represent Jesus by teaching, learning, and just being there to people. In his homily at Father Carroll's ordination, Bishop Blair said he related the priest's suffering to that of Christ. We think of the priest in his ministry in everyday life, but that spiritually the truth is that we are never more priests than when we are hanging with Christ on the cross, because Christ did not offer something outside of himself to the Father, but he offered as himself. The bishop felt as if he were in the presence of Christ hanging on the cross, witnessing the priest suffering during his ordination. Monsignor Singler said the most touching moment in the ceremony was Bishop Blair walked over to the chair where the newly ordained priest was seated, knelt down, removed his mitre, and asked for his first blessing. God did it like he had been doing it all of his life, said Monsignor Singler. It's like a proud parent as a vocation director, that this man that I had the privilege of walking with and advocating for in seminary these last 3 years was able to come to this point to become a priest. Father Scott is a good man. Father Scott is a man that I know in my life that reminds me that it is worth it, that the difficulties we encounter are worth it, and ultimately an opportunity to connect our suffering to the suffering of Christ. All of us, each of us in our own way, deal with things in our life. We encounter difficulties, and through those, we are glorified, as Christ was glorified on the cross. Christ wants to make all things new. All things. All things new. And in living our vocation, in striving to live this life of being a Christian disciple, we are, through the cross, made new. Let us open ourselves today the way in which Father Scott did, not running from the difficulty, not going to do any number of other things that Father Scott could have done with his final days, but rather to be ordained in whatever it is that Christ presents before us, allowing him to mold us and shape us into his